Topic 5.16 is to explain the effect of increasing temperature on the rate of enzyme activity in plants, animals, and microorganisms. This builds very much on what you did in Unit 1, Topic 2. If you increase the temperature of an enzyme-controlled reaction, then you increase the rate of that reaction. In general, you increase the temperature by 10 degrees, you double the rate of a reaction. Now, that all works fine until you reach the enzyme's optimum temperature. And above the optimum temperature, the rate of the reaction starts to decrease. So what you're finding is that although as you increase the temperature, the rate of collision and formation of enzyme-substrate complexes increases, you're starting to break down the tertiary structure of the enzyme. So you're starting to make that active site not work so well anymore. So that eventually slows down the rate of reaction to effectively zero. If you're looking at enzyme-controlled reactions in animals and plants, then they will do those reactions at a faster rate up until a certain point, and then they'll stop. So plants, you'll notice they always grow faster in warm summers than they do in colder summers. Okay, they grow very well because Rubisco is working nearer its optimum, so it can catalyse the fixing of carbon dioxide much more quickly. So growth will increase if you increase the rate of these temperature-controlled reactions. Same with animals. Warmer conditions, especially if they're not able to regulate their own internal environment. Don't think about things like vertebrates, really. Think about the invertebrates, okay? You've done experiments on brine shrimps, so think about them. They're very much dependent on the temperature of their surroundings, as are fish, to be fair. Microorganisms, their metabolic reactions will happen at a faster rate, so decomposition will speed up in higher temperatures. And that links through to what you're doing in topic 6, okay, on decomposition and the factors affecting the rate of decomposition. Consider, though, that microorganisms have a slightly different lookout on the world, and that microorganisms tend to have a wider range of temperatures at which they can operate. And some of them can operate at really extreme temperatures. So TAC polymerase is totally badass, and its optimum temperature is up in the 80s, 90s degrees Celsius. So it's probably not going to be affected by global warming. But increasing the temperature is going to have a knock-on effect on the activity of plants and animals, especially their metabolic functions. So when you're talking about global warming, you need to look at what the effects of a temperature increase could be on the individuals as well as on the ecosystems.